Thoughts on the Kingdom, Apostolic Principles, Part 6, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. Paul, writing to the Thessalonians, says this: "All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and that you will be counted worthy of the Kingdom of God for which you are suffering." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And verse 5. Clearly, we're in the middle of an argument here. We're in the middle of a discussion here. He's making a point. All this is evidence. Well, what is? Well, what is evidence? What evidence is he talking about? Verse 4. Your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. The believers at Thessalonica were being persecuted, were being tried, we're being tested, we're in the furnace of affliction, they were being attacked by pagans, and so on. Now, all we know, of course, Jesus said, this will happen to you. They've hated me, and they'll hate you. And if any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. And this is what the apostles have argued from Christ's words and so on, Christ's own statements. And this is exactly what's happening at Thessalonica. Now, what does Paul say to these believers? All this is evidence. What? That God's judgment is right. Now, is he speaking of that final judgment? Well, yes, I think there's an element of that in it. But I think it's the present judgment. God is vindicating. This is the point. This is a proof. This is a vindication, a demonstration of the fact that you are what? Believers, yes. That you are worthy of salvation, yes. But look how he puts it. That you are worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. The point I want to make here is, well, first of all, let's clear up this difficulty. People are not saved because they suffer. No, that's not what he's saying. But suffering is the mark of the kingdom. As I say, Jesus was very clear on it. They'll hate me, they've hated me, they'll hate you. And hatred is the mark of opposition. Pagans hate the gospel. Unbelievers hate God, hate Christ, and so on. And it comes out. You remember Saul of Tarsus, he persecuted Christians because he was really persecuting Christ. And Christ said so. Why do you go on persecuting me? How long will you go on doing it? You know, so on. You're persecuting me in my people. Yes, persecution. Suffering is the mark of the kingdom. That's the upside-down nature of the kingdom. The kingdom is not in fashion and flash and business methods and money-raising and corporate this and entertainment that and shopping this and big business the other. No, it's in obscurity, smallness, weakness. That's the power of the church. Suffering. Let me say that again. The kingdom of God is upside-down to the kingdoms of this world. It's not flash and color and show and all that. The demonstration of the power and the glory of the kingdom of Christ is in obscurity and smallness and weakness. That comes over and over again throughout the New Testament. That's the new covenant. And that's what we need. If any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Suffering now is an evidence. Standing for God now, being hated by the world now, is an evidence, a vindication of God's righteous judgment. You are a child of God. Well, this is so important to realize. Today's evangelicals are forgetting this. The kingdom of Christ is becoming more fashionable, more like the kingdoms of this world. No, the New Testament, the kingdom of God, is a question of suffering and smallness and weakness in human terms, but it's the power of God in that. May God give us grace to let this principle, to make sure that this principle governs all our thinking about the kingdom.